Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it, I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Robbie Dillmore here, your host today for Truth Talk Live. And Nick, do you know what today is?
I have no idea. What is today?
It's Free for All Friday. Yes. It's Free for All Friday. This live is a live show. And so, you know, the idea of Free for All Friday is for you, the listeners, to get on to share the truth, right? And maybe a dad joke or maybe your story or your testimony. You need to call us at 866-348-7884, something political maybe. Maybe you got some idea of something that you're doing this year for your weight loss program. I don't know. But speaking of transforming, Nick, you've been working on that yourself, so that's your story, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel, you know, 2024 is a time to, you know, transform ourselves, transition ourselves into a new place. And, you know, I have a prayer for you if you'd like to hear it real quick.
Of course, I always want to hear a prayer.
It's a transition prayer. Hopefully that reaches out to people. But it starts off with, "Dear God, I am ready to take the next step. I'm ready to change my life. I am open to new opportunities and ideas sent by you. I give you full permission to switch things around in my life and place things in order. Continue to guide me through everything that I do. Allow me to never look back or cling to my traumatic past. We are leveling up and moving forward. I'm open to all possibilities and having better and healthier lifestyle, a righteous life, a life that you will want me to live. Allow this transition to be as smooth as possible for me. I release the old and invite the new. In Jesus' name I pray, amen."
Amen. That is our producer, Nick Cornish, and how fun to have him on this ride with True Talk Live. But, you know, it'd be even more fun if you would call us with your, you know, Free for All Friday idea. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. You know, yesterday we had an amazing pastor on talking about, you know, what he saw in 2024. We had Dale Falwell with us, the state treasurer. You know, maybe you wanted to get on that show and talk about his the man he's running against, Mark Robinson, or something else that you thought would be happening in our local races or in our state races. And again, that number to call us, we want to hear from you. You are the guest today, and that's what we're looking for. 866, the number to call in, 866-348-7884, and it's going to be a blast. And of course, you know, it is Robbie hosting, so when Robbie hosts, you know, it's got to happen. It's just part of what we do. And now time for Dillmore's Dad Joke Digest, your opportunity to call in and share the joke you always wanted me to hear. Call now, 866-348-7884 with your dad joke, 866-348-7884. 348-7884. Call now. Yes, we would love to hear that joke you always wanted to tell me. 866-348-7884. So I got a few for you, Nick. Looking forward to that, you know, music that always makes me feel like I can. There you go. There you go. That makes me feel so much better. So it makes me feel like laughing. That's what I'm hearing. So here you go. Here's your question. When you die, which part dies last? Which part of your body dies last, Nick?
Oh, man. Which part of your body dies last?
Yeah, the pupils. The pupils, they die late.
like that.
Come on now. We're groaning out there. You got yours. You call us 866-348-7884. Here you go. What do you call it when you steal someone else's coffee?
Definitely a thief. I need my coffee in the morning.
Right. Well, some people call it a mugging. Yes, I know. And, you know, you've probably wondered what, you know, you know Nikita's finishing move, or his signature move, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare, was the Russian sickle.
Yeah.
I bet you've wondered, what's Robbie's signature move, right?
It's got to do something with cars. It got to do something with cars.
That's actually when I write my name in cursive. It's
okay.
You know, I understand that now there's people that don't even know how to write in cursive, so they can't their signature move. And so this was one I really have puzzled me for some time. And here you go, Nick.
Okay.
What do you think would the scariest thing be that you could possibly imagine to read in Braille? Like, let's say you're reading in Braille. What would be the scariest thing you could possibly read in Braille?
Ooh, I never thought about that one. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. These are things you ponder, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do not touch. Yeah, that is, like, oh, no. You know, like, it's a little late, but that's how it goes. I don't know how they do that, but I always wondered. So, you know, if you happen to be a child of the 60s or 70s, you know, a lot of people ask the question, you know, what's the first thing you know? If you're like me, a child of the 60s and 70s, although I was born in the 50s, but I was a child of the 60s and 70s, what's the first thing you know?
I don't know. I'm not good at my history like that.
It's old Jed's a millionaire. That's the first. Did you ever watch the Beverly Hillbillies, right?
Okay.
First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Okay. All right. So I was walking past a farm and the sign said duck, comma, eggs. And I thought to myself, you know, that's an unnecessary comma. And then it hit me. You'll get it in a minute.
Okay.
And this is one of my favorites on the list. I like to save these ones, so I really enjoy saying. So I like dropping Latin phrases into the conversation that makes me smart, right?
Right.
That's my modus operandi. So how about you? What's the dad joke you always wanted to tell me? 866-348-7884. Now, I actually have a very puzzling question for you. Like, what is the unforgivable sin? That's a free-for-all Friday topic. When we come back, we would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884. Join the fun. It's free-for-all Friday.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live, and I want to ask you a question. Do you know do you know what day it is? Just what? Saying. Oh, it's playing, but my computer must be off. Ah, do you know what day it is? There it goes.
It's free for all Friday.
That. I love the end of that. It is Free for All Friday, and that means we're looking for you, the listeners, to call in. It's a free for all. Whatever you want to speak on, whatever you feel like God has put on your heart this week, certainly a prayer request, right? That's one of my favorite things in testimonies, where you saw God, he showed up, and maybe you found your car keys or lost something or something else happened, and God just showed up this week. As you were talking to him, and, you know, people love to hear that. You'll encourage people with your story. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And along those lines, I have a prayer request. So I have this lady in Colorado, young lady, who originally, you may know, I host a Christian Car Guy show, and we do something called the Jesus Labor Love, which helps out single moms and widows. And we had this lady in Arizona who was needing a car for a homeless man that her church had come in and they were working with. And it's a wonderful story in itself of how God came to that homeless man's rescue in so many different ways. Today he has a car and a job, all because of your prayers, this lady's prayers, all that God did to provide for him. But along those lines, I had asked for a car in that for somebody that lived out west like that. And I had this call on Sunday from Colorado. I don't usually get a lot of calls from Colorado, although I've had two or three this week. But anyway, so I thought, well, who's this? And when I talked to her, she said, you know, I've got this car. It was my grandmother's. I just need to give it away because, honestly, I'm going to hell. Those were her words. And it just doesn't matter anymore. And I'm just giving away everything. And so as we began to dig into what was really going on, I said, well, you know, I asked her, you know, do you want to go to hell? And she was like, oh, no, no, no. But I blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And now I have to get, there's nothing I can do possibly. And I'm on my way to hell. And this poor girl, as I found out more about her story, actually had had two strokes and also had a brain aneurysm that she had was recovering from. And she's actually still hospital or bedbound. She has a caregiver that there, and she's literally tormented in bed, feeling that she can't get past this. And I have prayed with her, and I actually had the lady in Phoenix call her, and she got her to try to break the agreement. And you know, she said, you know, do you want to go to hell? No, I don't want to go to hell. You know, do you believe that? Well, I don't know. I'd like to believe that Jesus can still save me, but I, you know, he said that he could heal me and I didn't really believe him. And so I blasphemed his, you know, I grieved the Spirit. And so now I'm doomed. I'm just doomed. And since that time, you know, it's interesting. I've sent her a couple of songs that people had sent me to send her and they really encouraged her. Even when my daughter had sent me. And so if you would pray for this young lady, I just think that would be amazing because clearly, you know, I've talked scripture with her. I've given a lot of arguments, or maybe you want to call in and tell me what you would say to somebody who is saying that, because I'm like, you know, that if you love God and you push into God and she keeps saying, I try to draw near to God, but I just don't feel like he's there. And so, you know, I certainly would love your input on that. 866-348-7884. So we got Ed is in Virginia. He's got a testimony and a dad joke. So Ed, you're a double threat.
Well, actually more than that, I was listening to you, I think it was 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And you were sharing about, you know, what an ideal pastor was, and you talked about this Pastor Quartz, and I was like, oh my goodness, I attended Calvary Baptist Church when I was in Bible college back in 92-93. So I knew exactly who Dr. Mark Quartz was.
Wasn't he amazing?
And so I thought that was pretty neat. And then, but you know, I wasn't real close to Mark Quartz so much. It was actually the Eppersons, Big Stu and Nancy and his family, which was quite an influence in my life. Mrs. Epperson taught me speech in Bible college.
Did she really? So let me ask you this: if you went through Epperson training, what does disobedience bring?
What does disobedience bring?
Yeah, that was her mantra. What obedience brings blessing, disobedience brings conflict. There you go.
Conflict. But she always started every morning with, class, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we were like, Mrs. Epperson, it's 8:30 in the morning.
What better time to do it, right? But I get it, right? For college students, that's another world. But so you're really a triple threat. You know Mark Quartz.
I went back about 2 years ago and got a picture of Dr. Gary Chapman in his office.
Aren't they? They're wonderful people. Well, I'm so glad that you called, Ed. And where are you? Where in Virginia are you calling from?
I'm in Roanoke, and
wow.
Just big answer to prayer. My middle son, a couple years ago in high school, he just. Mom died. We came off the mission field. Mom died of cancer, so it really affected my three boys. And he was real rebellious and dating the wrong girl. But then I broke 5 cell phones that came in the house. And I said, son, you got 5 months till you graduate. You're either going to get right or be miserable because you have no electronics, no TV, no computer. And you know what? He got right. Next thing I know, he went on a ministry team for a year. And then he came back, says, on that ministry team, I met a pastor, and I'm going to do an internship in the church with him for a year.
Wow.
I was like, wow. And then he comes back and says, I think God's called me to missions. Pastor said I need to go to Bible college. So tomorrow we take him to Appalachian Bible College.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, how fun is that?
But the amazing thing was he was really dating a bad girl in high school, and then he comes to me like a month ago and says, hey, I'm dating so-and-so again. And it, oh, man, I was just so crushed. And I was like, God, you broke him up once. He didn't listen. They're back together. And I just said, Lord, it's in your hands. I just prayed about it. And sure enough, she broke up with him. And he's all clear. And he says, I'm just going to follow the Lord. And so that was just such a big answer to prayer. So it was a rough couple years, or last year, high school with him. Of course, you know, a death in the family, like losing mom, could really affect the boys. And
I imagine it affected dad, too. That's really sad. Wow.
Yeah, well, God was good. The amazing thing is I married my wife's best friend.
Really?
It was not planned. She was on the mission field with us, and I did not know, but I found out later that my wife, before she passed, was praying that I would marry her best friend, who loved our boys and grew up with us on the mission field pretty much. And so, that was not my plan, but it was God's plan, and I wouldn't have done it if my boys didn't. I talked to my boys, and I said, and they were happy about it. They were very happy about it. So, because they, like I said, they grew up with her and knows that she loved them.
That is so cool. That is so cool. We haven't got to your dad joke, and I see that we're coming up on a break. But Ed, man, what a blessing your call is to me, and what amazing testimony. So we're going to be right back with Ed, and we got another caller, but we still need you to call us at 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.
So, welcome back to Truth Talk Live, and you may know the question I'm going to ask. Do you know what day it is?
It's Free for All Friday.
Oh, yes, it is Free for All Friday, and when we went to the break, we have Ed in Virginia on, and he's told an amazing testimony, and he has a dad joke for us. So, you know, I thought you'd get a good intro with my my poor guy going, blah, 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 whatever it is. But so, Ed, tell us your dad joke.
All right. I got a couple of them. A lady goes to the doctor and says, doctor, I broke my leg in three different places. And the doctor says, well, stop going to those places.
That makes sense. Yes.
And the other one, don't believe in fortune tellers, but a guy goes to a fortune teller and he says, can you tell me, are there golf courses in heaven? And the lady says, well, let me check. And she says, you know what? I got great news. There's amazing golf courses in heaven with plush fairways and true rolling greens. But the bad news is tomorrow morning you have an 8 a.m. tea time. All right.
Yeah, but that's the bad news for sure. I don't know. It might be great news, you know.
It might be great news.
If Jesus came tomorrow, that would be a good thing. We'd all have a tea time. That's awesome, Ed. Again, I am so grateful for your calling and listening there in Roanoke. That's a new station there.
Yeah, I guess it is. I just discovered this one just a while back, so I'm enjoying the different people that are on it.
Well, that is wonderful. And what's do you know the call letters or the frequency?
Oh, gosh. I drive during the day and I discovered it. Couldn't tell you.
That's okay. It's all right. Well, we appreciate your call very, very much. God bless you. You have a great weekend, my friend. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's 101.5.
There you go. 101.5 in Roanoke. We appreciate it. The truth. God bless.
Probably out of Lynchburg. It might be out of Lynchburg.
Yeah, it might be. Thank you, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
All right. Now we need your call, right? 866-348-7884. And, you know, during the first segment or second segment there, when I was talking to Ed, we had another caller who said that he didn't want to go on the air, but that the story about the young lady in Colorado who's in bed being tormented, you know, not feeling that she feels God there anymore and feeling like she's committed the uncommittable sin, you know, he said that that touched him. And so, you know, it kind of touches my heart that that gentleman would call in as well. And I know my friend is out there in Colorado. So I thought it'd be a good idea if we just prayed, if you would pray with me. Like, Lord, I thank you so much that that I know you're right there with us all the time, even though we're not aware of it. So, Lord, I pray that you would open the eyes of the hearts of those who feel so alone right now. They may be in bed sick, or they may be, you know, just walking around not knowing what to do next because something big happened over the holidays. I don't know, Lord, you do. But I pray that you would open the eyes of their heart, that they would see you and know that you're there and enjoy that. And along those lines, and Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I got ahead of myself, Nick. I started to say before I finished the prayer. But anyway, I mean, my heart really does go out to that situation. I certainly have been there, right? In a lot of different ways. But, you know, one of the questions I ask early on, and I love these kind of stories, like, where did God sneak up on you this week? Like, you were not expecting it, and all of a sudden, right, you saw a flower where it wasn't supposed to be, or, you know, the sunrise was just spectacular, or, you know, you headed out for work, and all of a sudden you saw a tree that was a particular angle, and you went, oh, man, that looks kind of like a cross, or wherever it was that God snuck up on you. I would love to hear that story. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. And so you may or may not know that I'm a pastor, and I'm very excited about my series that I'm getting to preach in the month of January. It's actually Great Prayers of the Bible. And so I'm doing a sermon each Sunday in January on Great Prayers of the Bible. And so I was studying that idea this week, and it's kind of where God snuck up on me as I was studying it. And I was looking at Daniel chapter 9. And the reason why I think, you know, great prayers have great fruit, right? So, you know, Daniel's praying and all of a sudden an angel shows up. So they pretty much know that something spectacular was about to happen. And yes, it's, when you look at Daniel chapter 9, his humility and the fact that he's praying for all sorts of people's iniquity as if it's his own, and that humility has always grabbed me, and that was kind of why I was going there to begin with. But where God snuck up on me was actually in verse 3, where Daniel set his face, right? He set his face. And the way that word is in Hebrew is like when God set the sun. It was pretty firm. Or when he set the moon in place, like this is a gigantic setting that he's talking about. And so as I began to think of, you know, other passages where, you know, you might remember in Habakkuk chapter 2, where Habakkuk says, you know, I will stand upon my watch and see what the Lord will say when he reproves me. In other words, people that just said, okay, I'm going to stay right here until I hear from God. Right, I'm going to set my mind to this. And he goes on to say that I'm going to use a certain kind of prayer and supplication. And it's really cool to me that Daniel and David and several other saints in the Old Testament tend to use the exact wording of Job. In other words, Job coined some very unique words that you don't find actually in Hebrew until you find them in the book of Job. And then you'll find that David uses them and Daniel uses them. But there's lots of different words, as you might imagine, for the word prayer. And there's also a lot of different words for the word supplication. And so when Daniel used those words that he used after he set his face to, you know, hear from God, like what an amazing thing to do as we begin the year. What he was doing with that particular prayer and supplication was this idea of his presence being in God's presence. I mean, that's the best way I know to put it when you look at those words in Hebrew. And that's the idea of the prayer, is to put our presence in God's presence. And not just our presence, but our heart. Because, right, if you're going to meet with God, you're going to meet with him in the Holy of Holies. And for you, if you're the temple, right, where's the Holy of Holies? Well, it's your heart. And so he was going to place his heart right there. And then it said with supplication. And that word supplication in Hebrew has this sense of grace. Like, God, I know that Nick's your favorite. I can see that smile on his face. And I just know that, man, you gave him all sorts of gifts in radio and all this stuff. Like, I know that he is your favorite. And since he's your favorite, man, can you cut him some slack? You know, but that idea of supplication there, it's like grace on steroids. In other words, to some extent, when you look at it, they begin the word grace, and what they do is they add the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which is a tav, and it's like putting God's stamp on the idea of grace. And God's stamp, interestingly, that letter tav is made up of two ideas that are in the idea of Dan, actually, which is Daniel, his name, which is Dan means judge. Or, you know, if you're Daniel, you hear that L at the end of Dan, it's God is my judge. But the kind of judge that it is interesting, because the tribe of Dan would leave out last. They were the last camp, like the Tav is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And so the tribe of Dan would leave out last with a particular purpose. Their purpose was no man left behind. And so what they were judging was they were using their discernment to try to find lost sheep, right? And if you look at the last set of verses in the 119th Psalm, which is the Tav section, the last section, you're going to see the very last verse in the 119th Psalm. It says, "We like sheep have gone astray," because it all has to do with that idea of giving us the discernment to find the young ladies in Colorado that are feeling tormented, that they've committed the unforgettable sin, or finding that person that is feeling all alone and nobody else, right? And so you having the discernment, like the tribe of Dan, to find that person and then do the supplication, right? God, I know you love my friend in Colorado. God, I know that you love that guy, the gentleman that called in and talked to you, Nick. And I know that, you know, so, you know, it's kind of neat how Daniel, you know, he knew all this stuff way more than me. It was his name. You know, it was his. And so when he, if you look closely at both the word prayer and supplication in the way that Daniel wrote that in the book of Daniel, there is a tav that begins both the word prayer and supplication, because that was the idea of what Daniel was doing in that prayer, is he didn't want anybody left behind. Right? That these people, according to him, you know, that Jeremiah's time, you know, at the 70 years was up, and nobody was supposed to be, you know, left in Babylonia. They were supposed to all be on their way back to Jerusalem and back to the, you know, the temple and rebuilding the temple and all those things. And so it's really, I like, man, you know, when I go hunting for God, I mean, I can't tell you the times that he doesn't sneak up on me in the scriptures, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at a word, and all of a sudden those words come to life. You know why? Because it is Jesus, right? The word is God. And so they sneak up and you go, oh, that's you. And they wink at you, right? And you go, oh man, I hope you enjoyed that. I need your call, 866-348-7884.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. And today is Free for All Friday. And so there hasn't been too many people going free. So call us. We need your help. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share, right? Your testimony, where God showed up for you, or maybe you have a political statement or something you're thinking about, these races coming up, or, you know, somebody that you know that needs prayer. Whatever it is that you've got, we would love to hear it. It is Free for All Friday, and we would love for you to call 866-348-7884. And also I want to mention, you know, of course, I'm going to be doing that whole series on prayer, and it'll start this Sunday. If you're in the Ashboro area and you would like to come join us, it is West Ashboro Baptist Church. It's on Urari Street, kind of right in the middle of Ashboro, North Carolina. And so if you happen to be in the area, I would love to meet you and love to have you come and worship with us. You know, I love it when God shows up and every single person that comes in with Jesus in them, right? it just adds to the fun. And as it does when you call us, it adds to the fun. 866-348-7884. You know, maybe you've got, you know, what is it on your heart that is like God puts something there sometimes and you just feel this burden. Like I've had two or three calls since we've been doing this show that God's put something on somebody's heart. And we would love to hear what that is from you. And again, that's 866-348-7884. Maybe you're trying to lose weight and maybe you're familiar with the fact that Robbie's lost a ton of weight. Actually, over the last 2.5 years, I've lost like 80 pounds. Kind of interesting. And, you know, it was kind of interesting how God took me on that particular track. And I hate to tell you that it was just, you know, a combination of A, God, B, exercise, and C, diet. But really neat things that God, he put people in my path. Like when I was at the NRB this year, he helped me through having me interview several nutritionists. And one of those had a diet called the Seven Foods of the Promised Land. And all these recipes that we talked about and, oh, what that did for my wife and I, that we did that diet where we just ate those seven foods only for about 6 weeks. It was absolutely amazing. But I got Mary is in Springfield, Ohio. She's got a joke for me. I'm so excited. Mary, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Okay. Good afternoon. How are you doing this great day?
Yeah, I am doing great. I'm doing better now that I got a joke coming from Mary. What do you got?
This little fella that I went to church with, and he's passed away, but he used to tell this joke, and he was in his 90s, and he would tell it and just laugh, and he would make everybody else laugh. But he said that there was this older couple, and they were married. And the husband passed away, and he went to heaven. And when he got to heaven, he had to spell a word. So you can use any word that you want to. So he got to enter heaven. Well, then shortly thereafter, his wife passed away and came, and he was at the door to heaven. And he told her she had to spell a word in order to get in. And she said, what word was that? And he said, Czechoslovakia. So,
yeah, I get the picture. Yeah, he had a different imagination for eternity than his wife did, perhaps. I don't know. That was, yeah. But
I don't know.
The beautiful picture I have is of that old man being so tickled, right?
He was a little character, a great Christian, but he had a good sense of humor, and that was great.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And, you know, that is one of the things that I am absolutely convinced Jesus has the most amazing sense of humor at all. He uses on it. He often, right, gets... he'll point something out to me and it's like, well, duh. So,
right. You know, I look at things and I see that he does have a sense of humor. I look at, you know, like giraffes, and even myself. And I do say he has a great sense of humor, and that's great. So, yeah, well, I'm on my phone and driving, so I better get
going. Yeah, you better pay attention, and it's drive time. I mean, yeah, it's rush hour traffic, so you take care of Mary. Thank you so much. God bless you for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, well, God bless you, too. You have a great evening.
You, too. Bye-bye. So what have you got for us? We would love to, your story, your joke, whatever you got, 866-348-7884. And, you know, John Eldridge talks about Jesus' sense of humor in his book. It's called Beautiful Outlaw, which is an amazing book. But he tells the story of, well, he doesn't have to tell the story. Jesus tells the story, or however you want to put it, in the book of John. You may know that they, after the resurrection, you know, these guys go fishing. And they go fishing all night and they don't catch anything, right? And so here's Jesus, right? He's come back from the dead. You know, all this stuff, like, it's a big moment. And where do you find Jesus, right? He's out there cooking breakfast. an interesting thing when you think about it all around. Like, what, you know, food. He's cooking breakfast to these guys who've been fishing all night who've caught nothing, right? And so you see this scene, and Jesus hollers out to him, "Hey, guys, caught anything?" Now, if you don't see the humor in that question, like, you know, and then he throws that out, "Well, throw the net on the other side of the boat." And they're all like, "Is this a deja vu? Like, haven't we been here before?" And you see the whole scene. And if you don't see humor in that, you know, you could just see, you know, Jesus is completely, right, having a good time. And that being with him is like being with people. And so, you know, one of the quotes I was actually going to quote yesterday on my quotables was from a pastor who wrote this, right? He said, "Once a seminary student asked me to shadow me for 2 days to see what my life as a pastor was like. And at the end, he said, 'Oh, my goodness, you're basically a person for a living.'" In other words, that's, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be a human being, right? Because that's what Jesus was, fully human. And so fully human means that he was that guy like Pastor Quartz that we talked about would come across the parking lot to say hi to you and to want to listen to you and want to hear what's important to you. And all those kind of things is what Jesus is like. He's a person for a living. And a good pastor, as we talked about yesterday, right, is somebody that reflects that, that you feel like when you're talking to him, you know, you're kind of like, you know, talking to Jesus with skin on. And you know, it's really a neat thing. And again, one of the other quotes I didn't read yesterday is, if you don't think you have the pastor you need, all you got to do is pray and ask God to make the one you have the one you need. You know, because obviously those guys get up every morning asking God, you know, "How can I be a better pastor?" Well, you know, God can give them that information. And I suppose that as you enter into fellowship with your pastor with that kind of prayer, like Daniel had, like we talked about a few minutes ago, like you're setting your face like God set the sun, and you're asking him, like, you know, with everything, like no man left behind. Like, "Man, I know you love my pastor. I know you want, you know, Lord, give him what he needs to be the shepherd you want him to be. Give him the time that he needs to be the shepherd. You know, show him what's priority. Show him, you know, what things he needs to do." And as we begin to just lift up our pastors like that, well, the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. You know, that's kind of the idea and the thought behind, you know, where all that's going. And so, you know, I can say that it has really been fun. This has been our second week of Truth Talk Live. You know, for years and years, Stu did this show between 5 and 6. And so I was so delighted that he is bringing it back. And certainly he will be hosting some next week as he'll be back from out of town. And I look forward to Stu doing that. But again, the idea of this show is clearly to give our truth audience a chance to talk about things, right? To, "This is how I feel about this," and have open, honest conversation, you know, a no judgment zone, a comfortable place to be ourselves, to laugh, to cry, right? And sometimes we need to cry. And certainly I've shed some tears over that lady in Colorado and other people like that or that are in those places. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be there with people when they are crying and to be there when they're laughing and everything in between. And that's what we want to be here at the Truth Network. That's what Truth Talk Live is for. And that's what we're looking forward to moving forward into 2024 is a new vision for us in this live broadcast. And it's also, if you didn't know, streaming on Facebook, actually on my personal feed at Facebook and the YouTube, the Christian Car Guy YouTube channel. So you can, if you want to watch the show sometime, like we got some good guests coming on, like, oh, I got Morgan Snyder from Wild at Heart. He wrote Becoming a King, and he's going to be on with us in March. And of course, Nikita Koloff will be on with some. And we got all sorts of amazing people that are going to be with us coming up on this show. So, you know, I'm so excited that you tune into the Truth Network at 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock, and we will look forward to talking to you next week. And once again, God bless you. Have an amazing weekend and Lord's Day with Lord Sunday. God bless.
Truth Talk Live.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.